Jerry Bader Show, 938. If you're just joining us, you missed essentially a half-hour interview with Olga Haliburta, former Green Bay TV reporter, in the Ukraine in 2004 for the elections at that time, was an election observer, has a depth of knowledge that you're not going to get most anywhere else in the media. And I want to say something. I'm going to throw this out there, at least to you in the Green Bay media, and now those of you in the Wausau media, I mean, anywhere in Wisconsin. But I want to start with the Green Bay media, who knows the resource that Olga is. Shame on them for not turning to her in the coverage of this. And she is absolutely right that this has been going on since November, and the U.S. media has finally started paying attention to it, which means President Obama has to finally start paying attention to what's going on in Ukraine, the slapdown, the totalitarian regime there. Now he and Western Europe have to start paying attention to this. Western Europe was doing some token things. But that's just the reality. If you missed it, Olga, very good, very informative, and the personal, and she also shared the personal side. She knows people in Kyiv. Yeah, we always pronounce it Kiev. Apparently it's Kyiv. I encourage you to go to the podcast later today. If you're just tuning in right now, I encourage you to go to the podcast at jerrybadershow.com. You can take a listen. Further, I will also be writing on this in a couple of my blog and at Right Wisconsin. So this really, really fills in the blanks for you. I have to throw something, I have a lot of things to get to, but I have to throw this out because I'm not sure it bothers me or not. As I told you, I have been binge watching House of Cards. It's the Washington, D.C. political thriller where Kevin Spacey plays, I'm going to just say this, an evil Democrat. Now, I've been wondering about something that's included in season two. There are 12 episodes in season two. I've watched 9 of them. And it came out on Friday. I've been binge watching. Jason's like, that's not healthy. No, it really isn't. But I do it anyway. In any event, throughout, I mean, you saw this in the beginning, real life media people are playing themselves. Now, this takes place in D.C. Frank Underwood is now Vice President of the United States. Ashley Banfield, Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, okay, the whole MSNBC gang. I thought, well, it's MSNBC. Who cares? Who cares? But you really wonder, I mean, is that wise? I know this is not, trust me, this is not the first time this has happened. CNN has done this a lot. I think Wolf Blitzer has done it. I always wonder about a real reporter, allegedly, putting themselves in this fictional setting. Guess who played himself last night in the episode I watched last night? To me, it's last night. That's still a throwback to when it was TV on demand. You can watch it. Guess, in the episode I watched last night, guess who played himself? Jason, do you want to take just a guess out of the blue? That, I mean, his ideology should be obvious to you, given the fact I'm making a deal out of this. I was surprised. They did a phony segment with this commentator as if he were commenting on President Garrett Walker. You got it. Yeah, you got it. Sean Hannity. Now, if he had talked about this on his show that he was going to be on House of Cards, I missed it. It was basically a phony scene from Hannity's America, or whatever they call, or Hannity, whatever his TV show is called these days. It was a phony version of that. Now, because Frank Underwood and President Walker are Democrats, MSNBC come to their defense, the Sean Hannitys of the world will be attacking them. I can't decide. Let me put it this way. Not that I would ever be asked, but I would never play me in a TV show. I would never play the role of a talk show host. I wouldn't do that. Is it just me? It is just me. You don't have a problem with this, Jason. You're not just playing devil's advocate over there. You think I'm blowing this out of proportion. Well, I didn't say that it was awful or terrible. I said I had a problem with it. You just have no problem with it. Look, I understand. Now, let's separate these. Maddow, everyone on MSNBC is opinion. They don't think so, but they are. Rachel Maddow, all of the people I just met. I don't know about Ashley Banfield. I don't know if I'd say that. No, she's CNN, isn't she? I believe she's CNN. No, I'm pretty sure she's CNN these days. I believe that she is. I think she's more or less still a reporter. More or less. Hannity is opinion, and I get that. You just think that's all in my head. I don't think so. I really don't. Now, here is the difference. I would let you play a producer on TV. Jason says, I'm crazy. Well, I did take that prescription cough medicine, you know. I don't know. I think you're wrong on this one. I would let you play a producer because now you do share opinions. But, I don't think I would have a problem with that. I wouldn't want any talk show host who works for this company to play a talk show host. You are fictionalizing a real-life opinion maker. Now, I know that liberals don't think we have any credibility anyway. I get that. But I think when you give fictional opinions, which Hannity did in this piece, I think it does ding you. You don't see it that way. All right. Fine. Then I'm going to cough for another 3 minutes, and then we're going to get on to something else. Let's start getting into the email drop. We'll see if we get to that before 10. But we are, when we get to it, going to spend a lot of time on it. It's 9:46.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.